Maybe you've been so involved and wrapped up in a cause, your job, the demands of the day, that you haven't had time for tenderness. Welcome to Night Sounds. I'm Bill Pierce, and I've chosen for my topic tonight the phrase, the tender touch. I'm wondering about the guys listening in. Does this type of a phrase appeal to you? Maybe if you're macho or too masculine, you don't consider the word tenderness or gentleness. You feel that it might be not in keeping with your character or your macho image or your strength or whatever. I don't think we'd have too much trouble with the ladies talking about tenderness. It's part of their nature, most of them. The music on tonight's program will embrace essentially the word touch. Perhaps the most familiar gospel song to come our way in the past several years, by Bill Gaither, the London Concert Orchestra, with He Touched Me. Folding us in a tender touch of harmonic vibrations, the London Concert Orchestra, directed by Paul Mickelson. He touched me and made me whole. Now there's a special touch. Who in the world could touch a person and make them whole? It's well known that there is therapy in human touch. It's a medical fact and sometimes used as therapy in hospitals. There's something very warm and wonderful and enriching and strengthening in a certain kind of touch. It's encouraging. It keeps us moving. Often, however, when a person rises to new authorities, there is a temptation to lose gentleness. Back in history of Rome, we remember that Nero was known for his kindness before he became the ruler of Rome. But after he assumed the role, tyranny became his trademark. He was known to drive wildly through Roman streets, running over those who got in his way. While the tarred and burning bodies of the saints lighted his garden at night on crosses. I guess the test of genuine tenderness comes when we suddenly are thrust into a time of power and strength. Well, Lincoln was certainly in that kind of category, but he refused, at least in the Civil War, as someone said, to heed the hounds who yelped for him to crush the South. In his full executive power, he simply stood his ground, demanding malice toward none and charity for all. That's a familiar phrase, isn't it? Somebody said it's farther to Calvary for some than others. Some seem to be born with a tender nature or in their environment. It's cultivated. But if Christlikeness is reached, there's got to be the crucifying of self and the drive toward gentleness. I recall personally a few years back after coming through a particularly harrowing dark night of the soul and beginning to feebly emerge at the other end of the tunnel. I felt beaten, I felt listless, I didn't seem to have the verve, the drive that I had before, but someone reminded me, yes, perhaps that's true, but you also have picked up along the way a certain kind of tenderness for parents, patience, sensitivity to others who've gone through that same kind of tunnel. Often tenderness and gentleness can't be learned if it's not picked up prior, other than through suffering, pain. I don't like this. One of my daughters told me one time when I suggested that to her, she says, I don't dig that. I don't like to suffer. There's got to be another way. We need simply to stop and think about ourselves for a moment. This isn't narcissism. It's just to consider what touches us. What motivates us? What is the kind of thing that would waken us from a stupor? The late Powell Davies of Washington, D.C. wrote, "We are all lonely under the stars, all strangers and sojourners here on earth." That egotist, or the fellow with the very forward personality, the extrovert next to you, almost bordering on being obnoxious, if you could really see beneath his skin, probably he or she is very insecure. And a tender touch, not just physically, but through word, through an attitude, through a favor, through an unexpected touch of gentleness or charity, or kindness, could break through that wall and penetrate it. It's happened before. We're all lonely under the stars, all strangers and pilgrims here on earth. If we could learn the urgency of the need for tenderness, maybe we'd be challenged to let the Spirit of God, who dwelled in Jesus Christ, become the guide of our lives. We found this true often in our correspondence. Now and then we'll get a rather strong letter of protest or of anger from someone, an irate message. We've even had a few from radio station managers. I recall one out in Pennsylvania some years ago. He really came down hard. He lowered the boom. I didn't have much of a chance to escape or wiggle out of it either. My first reaction was to strike back in kind and defend myself. But instead, after some conversation here in the office, we decided to try some scriptural kind of therapy here, and a method that would involve the writing of a very soft letter to this particular person, saying, I understand how you feel. And perhaps I would feel the same way. I want you to know I respect what you said. You have earned this kind of respect through your position alone. However, we here have a problem too. And then I would present this problem to him and ask for his help and his advice and counsel. Well, I tell you, we received a letter back in a week or two that was totally, not benign, but totally tender. And it worked. So it may work in your situation, too. Perhaps you have a tough, kind of person you live with or work with or have to deal with day by day. Or even occasionally, where you start getting ulcers and a knot in the stomach, just the thought of having to get into that environment. The scriptural suggestion, through kindness, we will heap coals of fire on the head of the other. A soft answer turns away wrath. Jesus used this kind of approach. Often he turned away a strong, sharp statement by reversing and asking a question or responding with love and caring and tenderness. We need this again.
God's first touch brought me life everlasting. God's first touch brought me hope eternally. Heaven's touch and plan of redemption made me part of God's own family. Now touch me again. Fill and empower with your spirit, I pray. Jesus, cleanse me from sin. Lord, I want to obey the sweet voice of my Savior. So touch me, I pray. Now
God's touch brings me closer to Jesus. Now God's touch ends the guilt of sin for me. Heaven's touch of love and compassion gives life meaning and reality.
Beautiful song written by Steve Bolt with Dick Bolk's chorale. Ron Harris solos, Touch Me Again. This is Night Sounds. I'm Bill Pierce, reaching out through the long, slim fingers of radio, through the ether waves to touch you. With, I trust, a supportive climate, respect, peace, tenderness, and therapy. It can happen even through a medium like this. And I'll be back to the subject, the tender touch, in just a moment.
During this month of October, we're urging listeners to drop us an email. Take a listen to this one. I sincerely appreciate what your staff is doing at Night Sounds by continuing to bring us the daily program with Bill Pierce's soothing, tranquil voice. I first listened to Night Sounds when I was a young father. Thank you, and God bless your staff and everyone involved with your ministry so that our lives can continually be touched and changed daily. I will be sending a donation. This one just appeared in our inbox. Just wanted to drop a line to tell you how much I have enjoyed Night Sounds over the years. I started listening when I was just 12 years old and a new Christian. I was going through a rough time, trying to figure out life. I had some anxiety, and I remember feeling kind of alone in my journey. Bill's nightly discussion and relaxing approach really helped me. It was reassuring to learn that other Christians had some of the same questions and fears that I had. Thank you for the Night Sounds Ministry. Here's another one. Hi, we've been listening every night to your program and enjoy it very much. We commend you for continuing to air these programs. A friend told us about it, and so we're also spreading the word. Thank you and many blessings to you and your staff. Got another one for you. A soothing way to end the day listening to music and dialogue of Night Sounds. Thank you for keeping the program going, as it is very much needed today. Listen to this email. I am a fairly new listener to the Night Sounds program. I stumbled across Bill's angelic opening one night in 2017. I was stunned by the uplifting, mysterious feelings that made me want to know and learn more about this program. It's beautiful and very comforting. Bill's nightly thoughts really speak to our souls. Thank you so much for all your faithful work to keep this program going. Got another one for you. I love listening to Night Sounds on your app. I used to try to listen to each program daily, but during this stay-at-home orders, I found myself listening to each program multiple times. The more I listened, the more Bill's thoughts and messages sunk in. Thank you for displaying 2 weeks of programs on your app. Keep it up. We really need Night Sounds these days. One more. I just wanted to let you know how the Lord has used Night Sounds to comfort me during the dark days of COVID-19. My church closed, couldn't go to the neighborhood weekly Bible study, missed seeing my friends and family. Bill's deep voice and thoughtful messages reassured me everything was going to be okay. Interestingly, we found listening levels to our app and online audio platforms went up during the days that people were under stay-at-home orders. We would like to hear from you, too. Let us know how you listen to Night Sounds. If on the radio, please include the call letters of your station. Our email address is nightsounds@aol.com. Thanks for listening to Night Sounds with Bill Pierce.
Here's a new voice to Night Sounds, the bass of the Haven of Rest Quartet, Glenn Shoemaker. Touch through me.
Touch through me, Holy Spirit. Touch through me. Let my hands reach out to others. Touch through me. There's a lonely soul somewhere, needing just one friend to care. Touch through me, Holy Spirit. Touch through me.
Numbers delivered tonight beautifully by basso Glenn Shoemaker. touch through me. That's the end result of being touched by the grace of God. Forgiveness. That we might, in turn, as we have received the incarnation, vertically reach out horizontally and touch others. This is a tough age in which we live. You start on Saturday morning. If you are able to do something like this and feel you're up to it, looking at cartoons, most of these cartoons, before a few minutes are out, get into some sort of slam-bang violence. It's nothing to see somebody killed in a Western shootout. I've often thought, as I've seen these kinds of scenes in movies and TV settings, you know, the implications of taking the life of another human being, even if it's acting, are monumental. In essence, what he's doing is sending a soul to eternity, not giving two hoots whether this fellow is ready or not. Most of the time, it's vengeance or outright violence, a satanic spirit of assault. Yet we become so numbed and mesmerized by the whole thing, it's all part of the plot. It's acceptable. And in this age of violence, guided missiles, misguided people, there's a desperate need for us to learn how to share tenderness. It's strange that in an age when we can reach the moon, bounce signals off planets, receive pictures from whirling satellites, we've got great difficulty communicating tenderness to those about us. Dr. Smiley Blanton suggested we start by learning again the value of the tender touch. This eminent physician speaks about the healing power of simply touching someone you love. There's an invisible virtue that seems to leave one body and find itself to another by touch. Dr. Blanton suggests walking with your arm around your wife or holding hands around the dinner table when you say grace. Or fathers touching their children frequently. A distinguished judge said, he had seen hundreds of juvenile offenders and their parents brought before his court, yet never once in all those years had he seen a parent touch a youngster or put his arm around his shoulder or show any physical sign of affection. We contrast this with the father of the prodigal son, who ran to his son, embraced him. Forgiveness was just permeating the entire atmosphere. I don't know how we can do it tomorrow, or maybe even tonight, to reach out and touch another person. You don't have to be a wimp to do this. A guy doesn't have to be effeminate. It can happen through respect, through admiration. The Low Brass, soloist Bonnie Herman, I'm privileged to play the trombone. Reach out and touch someone for Jesus.
Thank you.
thank you, Lord, for touching the blind man's eyes when you were here on earth and he saw. For touching the lame man and he was made whole. For touching and playing with the children. For lifting and restoring. Oh Lord, I pray that right now you will touch by your power, your dynamic, your spirit, your life and your love and your tenderness, that person who needs you and needs the tender touch of the Son of God right now. Amen. Thank you again for being a part of these last few moments together called Night Sounds and our selected topic, the tender touch. Let's try it out tomorrow. I think it'll work and make a difference. Till next time, a very pleasant good night.